That's nice and warm. That is cozy, warm, cozy, snuggly and soft.
When Diamond awoke, thunder was rolling across the sky and seemed to crash over his head. Suddenly, a blast of wind tore some tiles off the roof, and he was staring up into the heavens where the clouds were boiling like a furious ocean. He sat up, unafraid, as he saw a mighty arm descend through the roof. The great, beautiful fingers were streaming with light as they came towards him, beckoning.
Diamond! Come up, Diamond. It's all ready. I'm waiting for you.
Diamond reached and put his hand in the great palm open before him. Her fingers closed around him in the softest embrace and lifted him up and up into the wild of the storm.
Oh, North Wind, everything is howling and rushing around in a mad dance. The leaves, the tiles, all the dead branches. Aren't you scared?
My dear Diamond, what is fearful to you is not the least fearful to me.
I suppose the wind can't hurt you, because you're it.
Then if I'm it, and you're in my arms, how can the wind hurt you?
Oh! It looks as if the whole world is lit up.
Do you think you can see the whole world from here? Wait, let me carry you higher yet. But first, I need a firmer grasp. Let me bring you closer.
Oh, that's a better place, that is. Right next to your heart.
Wouldn't you rather climb into my hair?
I suppose I might, but you don't know how nice it is to feel your arms around me.
You'd be more comfortable in my hair.
I think there are better things sometimes than being comfortable.
Yes, indeed there are. I will keep you in front of me, Diamond. You will feel the wind, but not too much. I shall only need one arm to hold you close. The other will be quite enough to do what I must do.
What must you do?
Sink a ship.
Sink a ship? What, with sailors in it?
Yes.
And ladies too?
Yes.
No, North Wind, you mustn't. It don't seem right. Why would you do a thing like that? Please, North Wind, you're not cruel, are you?
I could not be cruel if I wanted to. I can do nothing cruel. Although when people do not know what I am really doing, it can often seem cruel. If people drown, I carry them away to the back of the North Wind.
The back of the North Wind?
That's what they called it, long ago.
Is that where the people go who drown?
Oh, many others too. So many they can't be numbered. It's a mysterious place, Diamond, and I scarcely understand it myself.
But how can you bear to hear the people when they're drowning?
I will tell you how I am able to bear it, Diamond. Only because I am always hearing, through every noise, through all the noise I am making myself even, the sound of a far-off song. Somehow, the music tells me that all is right, that the deep and mysterious song will take away all the crying and all the sadness. It sings to me of an unknown land, so full of light, it has no need of the sun or the moon. A land that is full of this great and joyous music. Can you hear it, Diamond? The music? The song?
What music? I can't hear no music. North Wind, I can't hear you anymore. Am I still in your arms? Where are you? Don't leave me to sink the ship. Oh, the poor people. They might die.
It's all right. It's all right, Diamond. It's nothing. Just a dream.
A dream?
A dream. Nothing more.
But the North Wind.
Oh, yes. The North Wind has been blowing up a storm all night. Oh, dear. You're sweating. Here, let me wipe your forehead. Oh, Diamond. What am I to do with you? Tossing and turning and dreaming and calling out?
What was I saying?
Something about ships and storms and goodness knows what else. You and your dreams.
Is it morning? 'Cause I'm ready for breakfast.